Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Today, Good Friday, with me, Richard Jones. And first off, the news is that supermarket giant Tesco have pulled it in a record-breaking £3.8 billion profit for 2010. But they say they're disappointed with that figure, as almost 70% of the profit came from their Asian operations. The rise in the figures is over 12% year on year, but their new boss, Philip Clark, said that when stripped out, the UK profit was not sufficient to fund new growth and reinvestment. So it just seems that nobody's happy with the supply side of the big supermarkets, whether it's the farmers, the middlemen, or the shops themselves. Also today in the news, finished beef prices are at new record highs as demand continues to outstrip supply. The forecast is that 300 pence plus per kilo will be the new benchmark as we move into the early summer. But the slaughtermen say don't pile on the extra kilos, as the best prices are to be had in the 260 to 380 kilogram bracket. And there's a danger that if you get them too heavy, they'll be losing pence per kilo. Now, back to today and something a bit different. And we've got celebrity chef James Martin with us. And for the holiday weekend, he's got tips about what to feed our friends and neighbours if we've got them over for the day. And first off, James, what can we give them if you're like me and not a very good cook?
I wouldn't choose anything that's going to get up and walk away on its own on the table. That's the key to it. We call it wedding and funeral food. Those vol-au-vents and mushroom, duxelle and that kind of sort of stuff in that dreadful white sauces that kind of sit there, and particularly on a warm table, and get up and walk off by themselves because they've been there 2 hours. I'd stay well away from that sort of stuff. So lose the fish and get rid of that. And then stick with stuff like roast meats, cold meats, cured meats, all that kind of stuff. Nice, simple sort of stuff. Cool salads, you're coming into asparagus season now. It's going to be really, really cheap in the supermarket. So even just those, ice cold, lovely, with a little bit of hollandaise or a little bit of mayonnaise. You don't need anything else. Lovely. I'm not asking everybody to be Delia Smith here.
And my thanks to Saturday chef James Martin there for taking time out to give us a few tips on entertainment. And as Jimmy Doherty told us yesterday, when you're out shopping for that food, buy Scottish or at least British if you can. But that's it for this week. Do have a good weekend, whether you're entertaining, partying or not. And I'll be back Monday, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.